This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My beloved brothers and sisters, the first piece of advice is always the consciousness of Allah, the development of taqwa. Taqwa being the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is of the highest and strongest level. This is the month of Ramadan. Let's try and develop this consciousness in a way that when we exit Ramadan, this being the last Jum'ah of Ramadan, we should exit Ramadan without lowering the bar that we have set during this beautiful month of Ramadan. If we have not yet got to a level that is satisfactory to say the least, then there are still a few blessed days remaining. And inshallah, we pray that Allah grant us that ability, the energy, the power, and the acceptance to be able to change ourselves before we exit this month and save the changes as we leave the month of Ramadan. This afternoon, we will be facilitating for thousands of people to fulfill their taraweeh here. Prior to that, inshallah, the iftar that will take place here, and prior to that, the lectures and the Quran competition that will happen here. Remember, point number one, we do it solely and only for the sake of Allah. We don't want acknowledgement from people. We don't even want the praise of people. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. When we feed, when we give charity, when we do good, we do it for the pleasure of Allah. We don't want from you any recompense, nor do we want a thank you from you. We don't want gratitude from you. Indeed, it may come from people automatically from their hearts. They may decide they want to make a dua for you. They may decide, for example, they want to perhaps acknowledge you in one way or another. But remember, primarily, we did not ask for the acknowledgement of human beings. All we want is the pleasure of Allah. We do things to please Allah. When you do something to please Allah, there is a very big difference in the way you do it. I'm smiling, even if someone is bad to me, because I'm conscious of the fact that this was for Allah anyway. I didn't even do it to please you. You can swear me, you can shout at me, you can yell at me, you can say what you want. I'm the same calm person because I know my Maker is pleased with my intention and with what I am trying to achieve here. So you do it for the pleasure of Allah, your attitude changes. If you become angry because someone said something bad, correct your intention. Go back and look at it. Allah sent that person to test your guts and your patience. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us calm. When people come and say bad things, when people are irritated, when people become agitated, when people are unfair, when people lie and cheat sometimes, when they want to take two of what they deserve one of, how you correct them will show whether or not your intention is in its place. May Allah make it such that we do things solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. If later on people want to acknowledge, alhamdulillah, or at some point people want to, but that we did not intend, that was not our primary intention. The same applies to name and fame. I am not doing this, and you should not be doing this in order to be known, in order to become famous, in order to become a person who is popular, in order, for example, maybe to achieve something worldly. No. But if that comes as a byproduct and that was not your main aim, it brings about an even greater responsibility upon your shoulders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody came to volunteer in order to find a sister or a brother to get married to. But if that does happen, and it did happen in the past, then it may be a bonus. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open the doors of goodness through that responsibility. Sometimes we walk in a certain direction without expecting to achieve the goodness that then came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. the beautiful hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari and many other books of hadith of niyyah. Part of it, Allah says, whoever did the hijrah in order to fulfill some worldly gain or in order to get married, then they will have only that much of their intention. They didn't intend for Allah. But how many sahaba made the hijrah for the sake of Allah, and after the hijrah they got married. And they got married to beautiful spouses. That shows that when the intention is for Allah, Allah will open all other doors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us. Thereafter, a quick piece of advice. Learn to respect yourself to begin with. What that means, your character, your conduct, the way you speak, the way you carry yourself, shows that you respect yourself. You carry yourself with a certain level of respect. Secondly, learn to respect others. When people talk to you, use the best words to refer to them. We will be distributing pamphlets, we will be distributing food, we will be ushering people. Do it with utmost respect. Food is a ni'mah of Allah. It is a gift of Allah. It is a blessing of Allah. Don't ever throw food at the direction of anyone, even if it's just a bottle of water. Did you hear that? Even if it's just a bottle of water, don't ever just throw food at someone. Food has its level of respect that we should afford it and accord it. And part of it is that the minimum you should actually give the food in a respectful way. Give it in a very respectful way for two reasons. You respect the one who gave us the food primarily, who is Allah. Secondly, the person you're giving the food to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that understanding. Thereafter, my brothers and sisters, a lot of patience is required. A lot of patience is required when we speak to each other, when we actually will be, when everyone goes and we will be the last ones remaining, we will need a lot of sabr and a lot of patience to remain, to clean up, to clear up the mess of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and a good understanding. I thought of sharing these few words with you, but before I end this particular khutbah, I want to let you know the biggest bonus that you shall receive. The reward of every single person who is benefited in any way whatsoever today shall be upon you and upon all of us as a team by the will of Allah. Anyone who facilitates any form of goodness, Allah gives them a full reward for all of the benefit of that goodness. And imagine if people have changed their lives today. What type of a reward will you keep on clocking up to the day they die, subhanallah? And if they taught that to the next generation, it will go on and on. And this is the reason why I say, don't spoil your day by a few bad things that have happened. Always quickly convert it into something good. When something bad has happened, someone broke something, someone dropped something, someone messed your clothes, someone might have, for example, damaged something here. Instead of getting angry and yelling and spoiling the moment, human nature might make you upset, but let that moment of upset be the shortest possible moment that you could have had. Quickly convert it to something positive. Break into a smile. Break into a beautiful word or two, and Allah will bless you. Remember, it's a challenge. So the point here is to refine ourselves so that we can earn the reward. That's the biggest thing you're going to get today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become regular with our salah. Help us to become modest in our dress. Help us to become beautiful in our speech. Help us to become those who give charity. Help us to fulfill the sawm, the fasting and the prayer in the best possible way. And may He make us from those who can beam that and be a means of beaming that to others, such that we can earn a beautiful reward, so that on the day of Qiyamah, we are not embarrassed, but rather we will be the flag bearers of the goodness, and we will achieve Jannatul Firdaus with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'ani wa sunnah, wa nafa'ani wa iyaakum bima fihima min al-ayati wal hikmah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimin, fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim.